This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 4th. God's word for you today is seed. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 29, verse 16. And it says, "How stupid can they be? Isn't he the potter greater than you? The jars he makes, will you say to him, 'He didn't make us'? Does a machine call its inventor dumb?" For the hand of God to be unleashed in your life and situation, desire, repent, and yield. For you to see the fruition of the ideas in your heart, you have to yield to God. Everybody who drives should be familiar with the yield sign. It is usually an inverted triangle. The yield sign simply means you have to be willing to give someone else the right of way. It means the other driver automatically has the right of way. And once you spot another vehicle, you have to yield the right of way to that vehicle. To yield to God means, regardless of the direction you are heading, once God's hand comes on you, as his hand is coming into your life now in Jesus' name, you have to yield the right of way to God. Let God have his way in your life. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." To humble yourself under the mighty hand of God is to yield to the mighty hand of God. When you yield to God, you surrender to him, then he will lift you up. If you're still struggling, then all the time will be spent on trying to get you into position. But the earlier you yield, the earlier you rise. Your exaltation has come in the name of Jesus. So, yield yourself to God. "Pastor, what do I need to do to yield?" Just let go. Let go of all the worries you're struggling with. Let go of your pride, achievements, plans, anxiety. Sometimes we feel like we are macho. Let it go. Surrender so that God can lift you up. If you have been on a thrill ride, like the roller coaster, you will agree with me that to enjoy the ride, there comes a time when you have to release control. The people who choke and have panic attacks are usually the control freaks. People who cannot release control, you have been belted down, the entire infrastructure has been certified safe. No one has been thrown off the ride. To enjoy the ride, you need to cede control to the ride and you just enjoy it. But if you do not, you will die 3 times before you get down because you are freaking out. Sadly, that is how a lot of people are living life. They are just freaking out. Why is everything like this? Why am I like this? Why is this family like this? You are freaking out because you are seeking control. You want to be in control. You will never admit it. But the proof is that you are freaking out. However, when you cede control to the ride, when you cede control to the hand of God that is in control of the ride, the whole universe, guess what happens? You are at peace, enjoying the ride. Let us pray. Father, have your way in my life and in my situation. Let your hand be released. I surrender and cede total control to you, O God of heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.